Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Thunderstorms likely today, otherwise mainly clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 56. Northerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 45.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has partnered with a coalition of state attorneys general across the nation, saying that they are urging Bank of America not to discriminate against customers for their religious or political views. WIBW reports that this comes at a time when ESG is being pushed into the financial institution from the federal government, as the coalition of attorneys general, including Chris Kobach here in Kansas, say they are concerned about updates of terms of service for the bank as to not discriminate against customers for religious or political views or speech, and remove prohibitions of, quote, intolerance and hate from its online banking service agreements. So far, 14 other states have joined the state of Kansas in the letter, as Kobach did release a statement saying, quote, Bank of America's practice of canceling the bank accounts of conservatives and even turning over information about customers' purchases to federal law enforcement undermines free speech, religious freedom, and the right to privacy. It's discriminatory and likely illegal. Kansas, Mid-America Network News. When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter. Today.
Are you looking for acreage to broaden your land investment portfolio with added recreational opportunities? Floyd Auction Real Estate is proud to market two great Southeast Kingman County properties at auction on April 24th at 10 a.m. at the Kingman Expo Center. Tract 1 is 153 acres currently planted to wheat, and Tract 2 is 306 acres. That includes 85 acres cropland currently planted to wheat, pasture, and tree-lined creeks, perfect for all your recreational habitat needs. Visit FloydSales.com for more information or call 620-532-1887.
A woman from Park City, Kansas, has been charged in a federal court in Wichita after threatening President Joe Biden and former President Bill Clinton. KSN News reports that 40-year-old Lori Davis has been charged with one count of threats against a former president of the United States and one count of threats against the president of the United States, saying the crimes happened multiple times between 2021 and 2024. According to the court reports, Davis had called the Clinton Foundation in New York City back in September of 2021 and left a message threatening to kill former President Bill Clinton. And this year, Davis has been accused of posting multiple times to social media making threats to kill President Joe Biden. The cases have been taken up and are currently under investigation by Secret Service and federal authorities. And so far, no other information has been released, and the investigation is still ongoing. The social media accounts of Davis has also been frozen during the investigation, with court appearances soon to be determined for Davis. Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. After months of anticipation, a ribbon-cutting ceremony was held at the new Adams County Justice Center. This is something the county has needed for years and is projected to save the county millions of dollars. As Elaine Landwehr, a former Hastings Citizen Committee member, explained to KSNB Local 4.
The county was spending a lot of money housing inmates in other counties because we didn't have room for all of our inmates in the jail and the courthouse. And so we were spending a lot of money, and it was all going out of Adams County.
In other news, Nebraska State Auditor Mike Foley is asserting that the governing board of a small northeast Nebraska town, Village of Carroll, population 192, must have been asleep at the switch when the village clerk allegedly embezzled thousands of dollars. Jamie Muse is the accused. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Grandma. I'm in trouble, and I really need some money. Of course I'll help. But first, what's the family code word?
Code word?
In 2023, Americans lost $9 billion to fraud. Safeguard your family by establishing a family code word, only known to family members, and verify that code word with the caller before taking any action. Sponsored by the Kansas Bankers Association, Office of the State Bank Commissioner, in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
KNDY News caught up with New Marysville City Administrator Josh Haverkamp, who was introduced at a recent Chamber and Main Street mixer. He spoke of his short-term goals.
I really want to just work on community outreach over these next few weeks and months and just really get to know all the residents on a personal level. That way I can really figure out what they're looking for their community rather than just coming at it like, this is what you need, like some administrators tend to do. But I just really want to get to know people so that way I can better serve them, because that's the whole point of this role.
Haverkamp went on to outline some of his plans and his impression of the Marysville community.
It's really just the way that the community rallies around, well, the historical buildings, but, you know, just around the museum, the Kester Museum. They all come together for one goal, so that way, you know, we can really build up the community together.
Haverkamp, a native of Bern, Kansas, had recent experience in the city office in Kansas City.
So Kansas City has a very diverse, like, source of revenues, and how they are able to pay for things, you know, it's very extensive. So coming at it from that background, I'm able to look at Marysville and be like, oh, well, Kansas City has this form of funding that we can, you know, try to adapt to fit our population. So whether or not we create a community improvement district, so that way we can serve that area specifically with either a special sales tax or some sort of funding around that district. So that way we can not only draw more people in, that will also provide more revenue for the city, but, you know, we can also just make it a better place for each of us to live and work, and then, of course, play.
Join the conversation with new city administrator Josh Haverkamp. The podcast is available as a download at our website, KNDYradio.com, and our social media. The Waterville community will celebrate the tradition of a Victorian tea, along with a fashion display this Saturday. The afternoon includes the tea at 2 at the historic Weaver Hotel, a program at 3 at the Opera House. We'll feature Rayma Volkmer, who presents dress as a stylish Victorian woman. Advance tickets are requested for the tea, with limited seating available. Tickets will be available at the Opera House for the program at 3. For information or advance tickets, phone 785-562-8803. Waterville Community Connections will host the Dueling Piano Saturday evening. This high-energy, interactive music and comedy show will be held at the Waterville Community Center. Advance reservations are requested with Venmo, PayPal, and online payment options at the Waterville Community Connections Facebook page, or call Darla Dick at 785-562-6595. A cash bar will be available at this adults-only event Saturday evening in Waterville. Marysville High School prom is Saturday. Group photos at 4:30 with the promenade at 5 will be open to the public in the Kester House Gardens, with the annual senior walk at 5:45, which will proceed from the Kester House on Broadway west to 7th Street. Prom activities will be held at Venue 36 with after prom at Junior Senior High. Phil Harrington, age 84, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery at Frankfort. Rosary service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Phil Harrington. Janice K. Edwards, age 68, of Marysville, passed away unexpectedly Monday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at Kinsley Mortuary, private family burial at a later date. Visitation Friday, 10 until 2. Family will receive friends from 1 until 2 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Janice Edwards. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a pork tender, mashed potatoes, California blend, and pears. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, Brussels sprouts, and fruited Jell-O. City of Marysville Water Department advising they'll be shutting off service for repair at North 11th and May Street in Marysville this morning, beginning around 9 a.m. Water may be off most of the day. Please make arrangements to save some drinking water if needed in that neighborhood, North 11th and May Streets in Marysville today. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Gear up for the season and grab some knowledge at Tuttle Creek Outdoors' second annual open house Saturday, April 20th in Randolph. Find sales throughout the store all day with pro staff seminars on hunting and fishing equipment from noon until 4 p.m. with mouth-watering barbecue served from 4 until 6 p.m. Learn and save at Tuttle Creek Outdoors' second annual open house Saturday, April 20th, starting at noon. Located right off Highway 77 in Randolph, we'll see you there.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely early on today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. North winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Clear skies overnight with the lows in the lower to upper 30s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly cloudy and a Friday with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s and a slight chance for some rain showers in a Friday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Some rain may linger early Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Staying sunny and a bit warmer into Sunday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower 40s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Rain showers are possible into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then some showers and thunderstorms are possible Monday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 40s, and more rain possible early Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-April 67, record high on this date 91. The average low 43, the record low 21. Sunset this evening 8:07, sunrise in the morning at 6:45. We received about half an inch of rain with the thunderstorms moving across last evening. Half an inch, pretty common, up to an inch some areas, and some reported some small hail, notably over Washington County. All that activity is tracked pretty much out of the state of Kansas. Little activity down in the Kansas City area. This hour, we're looking at 45 degrees, cloudy, overcast, with cooler temps on tap today. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 18th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
Cook and Company hopes the Nemaha Central juniors and seniors have a great time at prom and stay safe. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. The 76ers are into the playoffs, surviving the play-in game in a 105-104 decision over the Heat. Their reward? The second-seeded New York Knicks in the first round. Sixers guard Tyrese Maxey on the plan for stopping all-star Jalen Brunson.
They're tough, you know, and like you said, they start with at the head of the snake at Jalen Brunson. We got to find ways to slow him down, but thankfully we got a few people that we can kind of throw at him. You know, we got Joel down there protecting us.
The Heat, meanwhile, get one more chance. They'll host the Bulls Friday night after Chicago routed the Hawks in that play-in, led by a career-high 42 points from Kobe White.
Push to White, thought about it now. Deep wing left three, ripped it!
On ESPN, 131-116 the final. The Heat may be without Jimmy Butler Friday. He's getting an MRI today on an apparent MCL injury suffered in Wednesday's loss. He's hoping for the best.
I hope that I'm fine. I hope I wake up tomorrow and I can still stick and move, but, you know, right now I can't say that that's the case. I mean, I fell, he landed, and my knee just didn't do well, I guess.
To the NHL, just 2 days after the Oilers, Connor McDavid became just the fourth player to get to 100 assists in a season. The Lightning's Nikita Kucherov became the fifth.
Right, so go Kucherov in front, point. Score! There it is! 100 assists! Nikita Kucherov!
On WFLA, Kucherov also scored in the Lightning 6-4 win. The Coyotes closed out their 28-year tenure in Phoenix, beating the Oilers 5-2. A new owner is moving them to Salt Lake City. Baseball, two home runs from Kyle Schwarber powered the Phillies past the Rockies 7-6. Angels over the Rays 5-4, and the Red Sox shut out the Guardians 2-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale April 19th through the 22nd and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously. Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired. Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Senior Saturday is here again. From 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. this Saturday, join the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and Sunflower Medical Clinic for Senior Saturday at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. Enjoy a complimentary breakfast and peruse this month's exhibit, Marshall County Memories, a photographic journey through the history of Marshall County. Everyone over the age of 60 is invited to join for Senior Saturday this Saturday, April 20th, at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art from 8 until 10 a.m. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and Sunflower Medical Clinic.
Good Thursday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Stack, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, good Thursday morning. It is now April 18th, 2024. And before we get to the opening bell today, we'll give you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday. It was a mostly mixed day in both the grains and the livestock, as April live cattle finished down 60 cents, trading at $180.90 per hundredweight. June was down 40 at the close to 175.32. However, started to see some gains in the later futures months. It was the opposite for the feeder cattle markets. April was up 7 cents to 240.42. However, May and beyond saw weakness. May was down 70 at $240.27. And truly two-sided in the lean hogs. May lean hogs up 20 cents to 94.92. June was down a dime at 102.72. Into the grains yesterday, a mostly mixed choppy day, seeing some gains and some weakness in quite a few areas. Soybeans were a bit lower. This morning, the row crops are trending down through the overnight session as the pre-trade sees May corn currently down 1.25 to 4.29. July's down 2 at 4.39 a bushel. The wheat markets this morning are actually trending upwards. Chicago spring, Kansas City wheat all slightly higher. May Kansas City wheat's up 3.25 to 5.76 through the overnight session. July's up to 5.71.5. That's up 2.5. And oats, who were finished higher yesterday, May oats up this morning 5.5 up to 3.54.5. Into the soybeans, trending down this morning, also lower yesterday at the close. May soybeans down 6.5 to 11.43. July down to 11.57.5. That's a loss of 6.75 already here through the overnight session. Meal also lower. May soy meal down 1.30 to 337.40, and May soybean oil down 23 points to 44.77. Boy, it's been a rough couple of weeks for cotton, trending down already this morning. May cotton down another 50 points through the overnight session at 79.06. Into the energy markets, crude oil down 81 at 81.89 a barrel. Unleaded gas loses 3 cents a gallon, down to 269. Heating oil down 4 to 253, and natural gas up 4 at 175. Dollar index for this morning, trending downwards, down 7 points currently at 105.68.
There will be an auction with farm machinery, shop tools, and collectibles for Dennis and Francis Oliver's and neighbors Saturday, April 20th, 10:30 a.m. southwest of Frankfort. Sale order, shop items, machinery, then collectible and household items. Tractors and machinery include a 77 2155 white tractor with cab, 56 John Deere 70 and 58 John Deere 630 gas tractors, several machinery items, shop items, and miscellaneous included gas welder, 3-ton floor jacks, 36-inch fan. They'll also be selling an antique truck, an early 1940s IH5-ton truck with motor but not running, 1996 Polaris, four-wheeler, 4x4. Collectible and household items include model railroad items. This farm machinery shop tool and collectibles auction for Dennis and Francis Olivers and Neighbors, Saturday, April 20th, 10:30 a.m. at 2885 17th Road in Frankfort. For sale bill and photos, go online to KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. Sale conducted by John Klein, Klein Realty and Auction.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Coccidiosis is one issue cattle producers may run into with their younger calves. K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff discusses what causes coccidiosis and ways to prevent and treat. He explains how it can be identified by producers.
So animals will strain to defecate, and if you go out into a pen, you'll see animals that just look a little rough, right? They're hiking their tail, they're straining constantly to defecate because there's irritation in their, you know, in their rectal tissue. When you look at their manure, you know, kind of the dead giveaway is you will see specks or even just little flecks of bright red blood. Okay, so not dark colored, not the whole manure. Like, you don't see tons of blood by any means, but you will see small specks of fresh blood, and that is very indicative that you might be dealing with coccidiosis.
Tarpoff says how the stress level can impact coccidiosis and what producers need to remember when handling young stock.
We try to minimize stress in our good husbandry and cleanliness practices. So these oocysts are passed in the manure. So we can think about fecal oral. If that gets contaminated into feedstuffs, we can continue this process. So simple things. Feeding off of the ground. I know it's common to be able to put out cake for the the cows and the calves this time of year directly out onto the ground. If you're running into issues later here into the spring and we start seeing some of those issues, or it's historically been a problem, consider feeding in the elevated feeders off of the ground, just so we're not mixing or having any contamination as those animals are consuming some of that supplement or some of those feed some of that feed stuff on the ground. But really basic care, keeping them comfortable, keeping the environment as clean as possible, making sure we don't have mud buildup or things like that, but all the way into arrival and transportation for feedlot or stocker or backgrounder operations. That stress of transportation is enough to jumpstart coccidiosis and to kind of overwhelm that immune system.
There are a few ways to treat it, but Tarpoff encourages people to put a plan together with their veterinarian.
We try to feed, you know, our coccidia stat for control or prevention, but we do need to be prepared to treat animals if necessary. Amprolium is another product that's out there that is a pretty good treatment response. It can be put in the water, put in the feed, or directly drenched. But work with your local veterinarian to be able to have products on hand, to be able to have proper control mechanisms put into place, because we don't want to be behind the eight ball, so to speak, on trying to deal with coccidiosis.
That was K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff with how coccidiosis can be treated. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They have over 1,200 early consignments and expect more by sale time, with the cull cows selling 10 a.m. It is the dairy influence sale today, with 40 Holstein steers weighing 4.5 to 6, 70 at 4.5 to 7, 6 Holstein steers 5 to 6, 20 weighing 5 to 7, 15 Holstein Angus cross steers 5 to 7, 18 Holstein steers 8 to 9.50, and 12 weighing 8.50 to 9. Other consignments include 45 black and Charley steers and heifers weighing 3 to 600 pounds, 35 black steers and heifers 4 to 5.50, 32 black and red steers and heifers 4 to 6, 10 black steers and heifers 4 to 6.50, 20 weighing in at 4.50 to 5.50, 40 black and white face, red and white face steers 4.5 to 5.50, 90 mixed steers 4.50 to 5.75, 65 black steers and heifers 4.5 to 6, 15 weighing 4.5 to 6.50, 10 black heifers at 500 pounds, 60 black and red steers and heifers 5 to 6, 45 Charley cross black steers and heifers 5 to 6, 30 mixed steers and heifers 5 to 6, 150 black steers and heifers 500 to 900 pounds. 13 Black Steers weigh to 6 6¼. 50 Charlotte Cross Black Steers, 7 to 7.50. 120 Mixed Yearling Steers, 8.5 to 9. 60 Black Charlie Steers, 9.50 to 9.75. 55 Black Steers, 950 pounds. And 75 Black Yearling Steers weigh 950 to 1,050 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 729 from KNDY with a cloudy overcast. It's 45 degrees. Thunderstorms rumbled across the region. Couple rounds of rain overnight. We received about a half an inch here in Marysville. Upwards of an inch some areas. Some small hail reported also some areas. Cooler temps on tap for your Friday, Thursday into Friday.
Immediate gratification is one way to interest kids in gardening, and a snack garden can provide just that. More on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 18th, the 109th day of the year. Comedian Conan O'Brien has a birthday, and the legendary midnight ride of Paul Revere and compatriots took place on this night in 1775. Trying to get the kids more interested in vegetables, how about a snack garden? Sometimes called pick-and-eat gardens, they're a great way to change adolescent minds about the goodness of veggies. Here's a few secrets to snack garden success. First, choose crops that are quick and easy to grow. Next, opt for vegetables that can be picked and eaten immediately after harvest. And finally, focus on sweetness and color for an easier sell to kids. Cherry tomatoes, carrots, beans, and sugar snap peas all fit those criteria nicely. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's election season even for athletes across the nation, as Kansas City Chiefs quarterback star Patrick Mahomes said that he is declining to weigh in on this year's presidential race and urging voters in a new interview to do their own research before heading to the polls. KSN News reports that according to his interview with Time Magazine, he said, quote, "I don't want to pressure anyone to vote for a certain president. I want people to go and use their voice, whoever they believe in. I want them to do the research." Mahomes has been interviewed by Time Magazine as the three-time Super Bowl champion, was part of this year's 100 Most Influential People of 2024. In other news, it's a day off for the Kansas City Royals after playing a doubleheader yesterday against the Chicago White Sox, with one of their games being rained out on Tuesday afternoon. The Royals head back home to Kauffman Stadium for their first pitch on Friday at 6:30 against the Baltimore Orioles to start their next three-game series. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
KNDY.